Okay.
Have they been asking for grandkids? Which parents want kids the most? Are they pressuring you too about giving them grandkids?
Then I gotta answer that. I answered it.
Hey, beautiful. Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Hey y'all, and welcome back to our channel. We are sitting here today with my parents to ask them some questions that you guys wanted to know. This video is so overdue.
Yeah.
If you scroll and look on our community tab and scroll down, I asked y'all to submit questions to us over a year ago.
Wow.
So my bad. We here now. So without further ado, let's just get into these questions.
Do you want to let your folks introduce themselves?
Or? Oh, yeah. Mama, Daddy.
I'm Ursula Thomas.
Hi, I'm Jim Thomas.
Y'all want to plug anything?
Of course, you can always check me out on Instagram at Find Your Fashion With Me. And also, I have my own YouTube channel, and it's just Ursula Thomas. I am an avid thrifter, and I'm good at what I do.
And then they also have a channel together where they talk about marriage and life and you know, being married 30 plus years and how to keep it strong and fun and fresh and all that kind of stuff. So
all that good stuff.
Okay, first question. What did y'all think of me when y'all first met me?
Oh, that been so long.
Tell the truth. We transparent on this channel. Tell the truth. Don't hold nothing back.
Oh my gosh, that been years and years ago. The first time I actually remember seeing John was my sister was actually down. It was Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Okay. And I kid you not, he weighed about 80 pounds, and he had, they say it wasn't, but it was just certain hair cut was kind of slanted that way. And when he walked in there, I remember thinking, okay, this interesting. And
different from what you were used to.
Definitely expected. definitely different because Janae had been an athlete since she was little, so you know, of course we automatically assumed that she would automatically, you know, end up with an athlete. So I knew he wasn't an athlete when I first saw him, but I don't think I had any crazy wild thoughts. I just thought, you know, this is interesting. We'll see what happened with this. Of course, I didn't think anything was going to happen with it, but we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen.
Daddy, what'd you think?
When I first seen John, I said, ooh, he's white.
Okay.
I mean, like it just, not like white, but he's white, you know, and I guess just, you know, being around a lot of white athletes, it didn't take me for a shock.
Okay.
And especially going to a predominant white school, it didn't take me for a big shock.
Okay.
There's a few questions around this topic, so I'm just going to lump them all into one.
Okay.
Have they been asking for grandkids? Which parents want kids the most? Are they pressuring you too about giving them grandkids?
Then I ain't got to answer that. I answered it. Pressure, Parible, CPR, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, compressions. Yes, all that. Pressure, compressions. Yeah.
I feel like that's, I don't know if it's the black community or not, or if it's just like a few parents that I've known that have been black that have said it, but I feel like the second a couple gets married in the black community, it's like, all right, where are my grandbabies?
Well, I know that to be true for my Nigerian friend. Like, one of her spouse's relatives prayed for triplets at the wedding.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, pressure.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm not praying for triplets, but, you know, I want to be young and just be able to play and just absorb all the goodness. I only have one grandbaby, she 15, and so
about to be 16.
Yeah, no, she about to be 15,
Oh, yeah. About to be 15.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so the little cuddling and the little juicy legs, you know, all that's gone. So, you know.
She still got juicy legs?
Yeah, but I can't hold her and rock her and spoil her. Not in my lap and just holding it and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all think one or the two of y'all are more vocal about it? I'd say it's pretty even.
Yeah. Both of them drop clues, hints. Tag me and post.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Definitely.
Which parents were shocked at our union?
I don't think I was shocked. After I realized initially that I kept hearing the name a lot, and I think it was pretty much when you called and was like, "Oh my God, he tried to kiss me." I was like, "Uh oh."
And then you knew from there.
Yeah, I was like, "Uh oh, okay, this going on down the street. It ain't just stopped at the corner."
Okay.
And so I don't think I was just like, you know, shocked. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now I will say this: I was scared.
Okay.
I will say that I was scared because living in America, you know how it is, and it's so much comes with that. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know if they really understood the dynamics of everything that comes with that. So I was more so scared. And then especially having my baby put in situations where it's predominantly or all white, and she's the only little chocolate drop. That, you know, scared me a lot.
I could say the same here too. And just from my background and my experience with my white counterparts, I had a lot of questions. I was very opinionated, and I was very strong in that point of just really gonna come to pass.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody else had a question that was kind of tied into this of when was the first time y'all knew that our marriage was going to be okay? I should kind of say our relationship or our marriage. And when was the first time y'all told us y'all were proud of us?
So when was the first time, like, y'all was like, nah, I know they're going to be okay. Like, even with us being in America and, right. You know.
Well, I think they already know this because it was such a pivotal point. It was a holiday, 4th of July or something, I don't know. And they were still really young. And they were out on the beach. Janae had went boating with, I think, John's
sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And during that time, somebody made a very derogatory type statement. And when Janae was telling me about it, and then when she told me John responds, and I was like, okay, he got some oomph to him. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I feel like from that point on, I was able to breathe. But we are always praying for, you know, all of our babies. So we still pray for them and still, you know, make sure that we keep them covered on a day-to-day basis. But I think that was it for me.
Oh, that was my biggest thing. My number one thing from those years of way back to now was, hey, will he be able to protect my baby? And with the diversity and the things that's going on in the world today, that sometimes that strength has to be enhanced even the more. Mm-hmm. And that's been the number one thing from the first time I seen John to the second time to 5 years on up to now. Mm-hmm. Will he have the tenacity to take care of my baby?
That was it. So the second part of that question was,
when did they tell us they were proud of us? Or?
I honestly can't remember. But I'm sure I've told them multiple times, but I just can't remember the exact first time. Can you?
I think you guys came home one weekend, and John, we was on Carnival Cove, I think. You know, I said, come take a walk with me. Mm-hmm. And you know, that day we took a walk, I just began to share some things with you.
We had a few of those.
And I think within that conversation, I told you, hey, I'm very proud of you in the area of becoming part of my family. Mm-hmm. I can remember that quite vividly.
Okay.
Directed towards me, how is it for John meeting the parents, especially his future father-in-law? Dad is a big dude. He looks very intimidating to me.
Yeah, daddy, how tall are you, daddy?
5'11", 3/4".
looks a lot bigger in person. Okay. Yeah, I guess I was nervous to meet Janae's folks, just like.
For what reasons? What was your reason?
Because I really liked you, and I knew that obviously, you know, it was our first time doing an inter-ethnic dating situation. You had never dated a white guy, and. Yeah, it was my first time dating a black girl. So like,
well, what's underneath it though?
It was like my first time going into a black home.
Okay.
And I'm also dating your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was just nervous. You know, I wanted to put off a good impression on them.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous
that what though?
Just nervous they were going to like me. Nervous okay. If, you know, they were going to, like, approve of us.
Okay.
I don't even know if we were boyfriend and girlfriend at that point in time.
When you first met them?
Yeah. Because I know we started dating around Thanksgiving, but I think it wasn't until we got back to Knoxville when... I think I had already asked Janae to be my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and she hadn't given me an answer yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was kind of how long after the relationship was official did I meet the parents? It was...
Before.
Yeah. Did y'all give... me a cross-examination about future plans with Janae?
I feel more so you did than I.
Yeah, because I mean, I truly wanted to know his intentions. I wanted to know your intentions. I wanted to know, were you in for it the long haul? I wanted to know, to some point, had he really thought about the true whole dynamic of being married to a black woman? I mean, so, you know, I cross-questioned him quite vividly on that, and it passed my standard and test, so.
I think I was still in denial.
When? Up until we got married?
All the way until?
I wouldn't say up until you got married, but even to the point of even wanting to cross-examine, I was just like, you know, I just passed it on to him, because I was like, I don't know.
You never took it too serious to even allow yourself to...
Yeah, because I was like, I know the athlete somewhere peeking in the bushes. I don't know. We'll just see. You know, that was my response. We'll just see. We'll just see. So, yeah.
So, in your mind, when did it go from we'll just see? So, he kissed me?
And then
that's when it was like, oh, okay.
No. Because he kissed you and you was like, oh, my God, you already kissed me. And then I was like, well, okay, but... I was still getting, like, if you remember, I was still getting, like, not fully understanding what was going on, because you'd be like, he tried to kiss you, but then at the same time, be like, are y'all dating? You'd be like, no, we just hanging out. So, I know she remember. Okay. I'm not going to call his name, but it was one particular guy. I was like, so how he doing?
I don't remember us having that conversation. I know the guy you're talking about, but I don't remember us having that conversation.
Because you would brush it off. I'd be like, oh, okay.
So. I would brush him off because I was like, y'all would not approve of him.
And she
was like,
said that.
He was tatted and redhead and had a kid. I was like, y'all ain't going to know nothing about him.
And she would say that, but I'd be like, oh, okay. But that's the only somebody I knew, you know. I could recall, so I'd be like, okay. So how he doing?
It's the alternative was the best option.
But you also, babe, you know, we went to UT and met with you guys there on campus in the apartment that he stayed in. You know that when we went up there and went to Knoxville.
I'm trying to think.
We seen Janae. We went to Janae. I don't even think we seen John then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing him.
During my graduation? He was around during my graduation.
Not the graduation, but before the graduation. You stayed in that two-story. Like, the roommates was downstairs and you was upstairs.
The house?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember seeing him.
Yeah. I mean, that's when I knew that I got even more ease then.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I think after that, and then when I start hearing his name more and more and more, and then that's when I was like, okay.
So no longer are you.
Yeah, I was like, it was going back and back. The prospect was okay. Going back and back. I was like, okay.
So, when I did ask your Jim for, you know, your blessing, was that like when it became a little bit like, okay, this is serious?
Oh, I knew.
Or what? Yeah. Did you already know at that point?
Before that point.
At that point, I knew. Because I had started hearing his name too much. And then I had started seeing him a little bit more. And you was all giddy and making sure you planned his perfect birthday, this and this and that. I was like, okay. So there's some investing here. So.
Yeah. Definitely. The more and more I heard his name, it just became obvious. So.
So even before he asked you if he could marry me, you already knew.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you. At that time, I realized it was serious. And I realized that, you know, y'all was going to the next level. But right before that time, you guys broke up. So I was like, well, okay. So I started kind of pushing him back again. I was like, okay. But then when I saw how crushed he was, then I was like, they probably going to figure this out. So, yeah, I knew.
Same for you, Daddy?
Oh yeah, Alexa. Cause me and your mom, we talked about that, and I knew you. I mean, you was really emotionally tied into him, and I knew that. Mm-hmm. You know.
Here's one. What do y'all think about the season that we're going through currently? Moving, quitting the job, etc.
I think that when Janae first mentioned that to me, I really, be honest with you, was very excited, because you will have to understand that I am truly a believer in following your faith as far as how God lead, guide, and direct you. And I feel like a lot of times society has taught us what we should do as far as how long we should stay on a job, and regardless of how you feel about the job, you know, you stay there and you this and you that. Me knowing who my daughter is and understanding whoever connected with her, they got to have that same tenacity that she has. Me knowing who she is and trusting the God inside of her, I was like, hey, go for it. As far as right now, I have so much more understanding and compassion. And I'll say this. She knows that I follow her channel. It's funny because I got on Facebook so I could make sure I could see what they was doing while they was off in college.
YouTube?
No, Facebook. Okay. I got on Facebook so I could pay attention to what they was doing off in college. But I got on YouTube because I saw that as a tool that God was using to advance his people and to help his people and to teach his people a whole different way. So I am a fan of my daughter. Yes, I am. So I am a member of her YouTube channel. And so I can say this, and watching her channel the other day and watching the new video that they just put up, it put me in such a place of compassion. And understanding for my son-in-law. And so I am 100% behind what they are doing. I feel good about it because I know God's hand is on them. And I want him to take that brilliant mind that God has given him and to use it for the glory and the kingdom of God, however God directs him to use it. And a lot of times we stuff that out. We allow society to stuff that out of us. It's like when a kid is little and you ask them what you want to do, they give you 15 things, and the first thing we tell them, no, you can't do all them, now just pick one. And I don't want him to just pick one. I want him to get this thing and run with it and go and move. And I am excited because I know God got great and awesome things, and I don't want him to feel like he can only just be this. He can only, I want him to know who he is and have no doubt and have the reassurance of who he is and go out there and take the work.
I stay excited.
You stay excited.
I stay excited. I said with that engineering mindset and with that God taste that he has in him, being able to break the barriers of racism, being able to express himself in the area of not only being a white man, but being a God sent man to really go behind the counter corners of hurting men's and women's and relationships, black and white. And I mean, to do awesome things and stuff. And like I said, that's when I really get excited, because I see the God in him, where I did not see that at the early stages. Because why? I wasn't looking for that. Mm-hmm. Wasn't asking for that. Mm-hmm. So now I don't ask God for certain things. I know that God has produced certain things in him. And it's just my responsibility to just pray. Because, you know, just pray for them. Mm-hmm. Just pray for them. Hey, leave them kids alone. Hey, let them spread their wings and fly. So if it's here in Memphis, if it's Europe, if it's Asia, if it's London, hey, so be it. Hey, we want you guys to just spread your wings and fly.
And fly. And that's it. So that's it. I feel good about
I have no reservation.
The current situation of there in.
Nope. It's reassuring, good to hear. I guess I had never asked. Do y'all think I'm crazy for quitting this job with your baby?
No.
Okay.
Want more content from us? Boom. Sign up and become a part of our Patreon. Thank you to all of our patrons who already support the work that we do. Your support helps us make more and better videos.
All right, here's another good one. Do we feel that your parents prepared you for dating and marriage, and in what ways, how do we model our marriage after your parents?
Do I feel like my parents prepared me for marriage? I'm going to say yes. Simply because of the example, truly. And I tell people this all the time, like what I saw growing up, I saw a friendship and I saw a partnership. I saw, well, one person didn't have this or needed to do that. It's like the other person filled in the gap. Now here in the later part of their marriage, I see, you know, now they more so, you know, empty nesters and going into this stage. It's like, you know, the dating more, the going out more, whether, you know, when we was kids, it was like they had to just do what they had to do to provide for us. But even then, it's a lot of married couples who, when they are in the mindset that they just have to get it done, it's a whole lot of strife and disconnecting the marriage. I never saw that. I saw them double team work stuff and still maintain a high level of respect for one another, love for one another, and like, you know, dream. And they always have dreamed together, like, baby, I can't wait till we have a house in the country, let's go out for a ride. So in the ways that they could date each other, they have dated each other, on top of, you know, seeing them, you know, pray together and do ministry together. So I mean, it's just so many things that I could say, and I don't want to, you know, make this video any longer than it has to. That's why y'all have to go over and check their channel out. But I feel like they prepared me for marriage, just from me looking at what you know, a partnership is supposed to look like, what is a marriage supposed to look like, and then, you know, to seeing how my daddy protects us. And it's been many occasions where I'm like, oh Lord, I can't, you know, I can't let daddy get too mad because somebody did something, because I don't know if they're gonna still have their life. I'm just gonna be honest with y'all, because my daddy is fiercely protective over us. And you know, and he will give us his last crumb. Even now, John, if I'm hungry and I want your last bite, what I be like? My daddy would give me the last bite. But I don't do that to him no more. But I'm like, if my daddy would give me the last bite. You have. And then I'd be like, you can have, and I don't want your last bite no more.
I feel like for me, just like when we were dating, what Janae said, that partnership that y'all have, that service for God's kingdom together, like y'all's ministry together, and the ability for one of y'all to, you know, step in at any moment with prayer and a listening ear with some words of wisdom, just like a call in the morning. Hey, I had this, you know, vision this morning, I had this dream last night, I feel like God is telling me this. I feel like God needs you to hear this. just seeing what a just a strong ministry of a marriage can be. Mm-hmm. You know, that's completely infiltrated and shaped your family and the generations to come.
Right.
And just seeing that has been a big impact to me. The respect that y'all, like, I don't think I've ever seen the two of you argue.
I can't say that I've ever seen them argue either. Right. Which I know they probably have, you know, they conversations or whatever, but... Mm-hmm.
It's always just...
Just a little head button.
It's always a united front that I've always seen with you. Even if you maybe didn't agree on a situation, it wasn't, like, aired out publicly. It was handled behind the scenes. And I'm not saying that's always the best thing, but I appreciated seeing that. And I do think I try to model a little bit of that. Like, I try to keep Janae and I's, like, business somewhat, you know, like, protected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Protected, but not necessarily, like, hidden. Private. Because we are very transparent on this right. channel. Like, we come on. So, it's, like, it's done in a way that's tasteful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting those words in my mouth. I was needing it. But, yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it.
Okay, so final words from my Padres. When did it go from to Janae's really serious about him to like y'all had y'all own relationship with him and it was like, no, we really love John. We are so glad that he's a part of our family. How did that look like? How do y'all currently feel about him and us?
I think for me, I would actually say and this is honest God truth. Something happened, and I think I might have told them this before. Something really happened on the inside of me when they told me about their trip and how he stood up for Janae. Because it was a level of respect that I didn't have before that changed. And I began to see him differently. And instead of me seeing him as an outsider, I felt like I began to see him somebody we could bring on the inside and really include and accept and love. And then just watching how he caters to Janae, how he loves Janae, it just grew me even more. Just to love his personality and who he really is. And understanding that he is so willing to learn. He's so willing to understand. And he has just such great compassion. I feel like for when Janae is hurting or when something is not going completely right. You know, he tickles me sometimes because it's almost like, Johnny, fix it all. You know, I got it. I'm going to fix it. But that's who he is, you mm-hmm. know. And I love that about him. And I think from that point on, I started seeing him differently. I started being able to accept him. And I just really began to start loving him more and more. And even today, because I know that, you know, it's not only just great things out there for him, because we see them as one. It's great things out there for them. And I get excited because it's like I see them not now, but in the future. And I know that he's just an awesome person. He's only going to grow and get better with time. And Amen. From that point on, I love him. I really do. And that's the point. That's the pivotal point for me where it started.
You know, and I can't really tell you guys when that point changed, but I can tell when my voice changed, my mouth changed, because it went from John to my son.
Oh, my son, everything, my son, yeah. My boy, my son, yeah.
So, that's an inside God thing for me, because John possessed some tenderness at his young age that I didn't possess. He possessed an inner strength of quietness that I don't possess, and I'm now at the age that I am now, I'm catching up with that. So I can actually watch John sometime and just sit back and watch him through his softness, through his quietness and stuff like that. And that's strength. That's not weakness. And I can respect that.
Mm-hmm. I really pop question. Did y'all care that we eloped? Did y'all have any feelings towards it?
No.
I did. I really did because, again, just through the supplication of prayer. Mm. And God tenderized. I know He tenderized me, and I know He tenderized your mom and stuff.
We got tenderized. Everybody's tenderized.
You know, it was just much easier because I said to myself, "Hey, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Hey, then my babies, we're gonna let our babies go."
I think for me, I would have loved to have seen the whole walk down the aisle and all the grooms and I would have loved that. But me, like I said, understanding who my daughter is, and I knew I could see kind of where they was going and, you know, want to be right with God. And I think that was my main point because He had moved and they was traveling. And I was like, you know what? Go ahead on and lock it up. Lock it right. Do it right. You know? Mm-hmm. And so by that, I was fine with it. Because I knew she wanted to be with him, and I knew they wanted to start their life. And so I was fine with it. And I knew, you know, starting out, you know, the money that you have to put into that and all of that. And it just worked out beautifully.
And I wasn't so stuck into this traditional stuff as well. So it worked itself out. It's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did want to say this before the video wrap, that even though my parents at the beginning had pause, we never knew it. It never felt like that pause. That was something that they held and talked, you know, amongst themselves. Like they shielded us and protected us from, you know, their reservations. All we ever felt was like
acceptance and welcoming, and like it's never like Janae's parents tried to drive a wedge between us,
or they were passive aggressive, right, or they were like dropping little things, or my mom was like, "I don't like that blackboard." Like it was never that. Like they shielded us from that, and they did the work on their end to pray and seek God and talk to each other. So it was always all love since the top of this thing, you know, started. So I did want to make mention of that. So if y'all enjoyed my parents and enjoyed what they had to say, remember to follow them on their YouTube channel. I will link it in the cards here, and I will link it in the description box below. So check out the description box for not just their channel. It's some videos that we mentioned throughout this video. I'm going to leave them in the description box below. Until next time, bye. Be blessed.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast of possibilities. Remember to take what you've learned today and apply it. Visit me at JeneeEmilyUtley.com. That's JeneeEmilyUtley.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review it, as this helps other women to find the show. Until next time, bye. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.